弟兄姊妹大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠平安喜乐跟弟兄姊妹同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy of the Lord be with the brothers and sisters.
早上我们一起来学习得水与得胜。
This morning we will study the topic of receiving water and gaining victory.
我看列王记下第三章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 3.
十七节。
Verse 17.
跟十八节。
And 18.
列王记下第三章十七节。
Second Kings chapter 3 verse 17. Verse 17. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink.
十八节。
Verse 18. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand.
这里是神界的以利沙先知啊，跟以色列百姓的一个段话，一个应许。
This was a passage that has to do with the prophet Elijah and Elisha and the people.
说你们虽然不见风不见雨啊，这个谷要满的水。
The Lord said to them that even though they would not see wind or rain, yet their valley would be filled with water.
啊，让你们跟你们牲畜有水可以喝。
Enough water that they and their animals would be able to drink.
给你们水喝啊，这在神算是小事。
To have enough water to drink is a small matter for the Lord.
啊，神也必将摩押人交在你们的手中。
The Lord will also deliver the Moabites into your hand.
啊，有水喝啊，就表示说是得水。
To have enough water is to receive water.
啊，能够将摩押人啊交在你们的手中啊，这是得胜。
To deliver the Moabites into your hand is victory.
啊，这边说得水呢，啊，算是小事。
It is a small, simple matter to receive water.
啊，得胜啊，对以色列百姓来讲才是一件大事。
It is gaining victory that is the greater matter.
但是要得胜啊，必须先要得到水。
But in order to gain victory, we must first receive water.
得水之后，能要继续的前进啊，才有办法得胜。
After receiving water, we must move forward to gain victory.
啊，列王记下第三章从开始呢，啊，若是我们从第一节一直读到最后一节，哈，我们就可以知道说这个背景。
If we study the whole of 2 Kings chapter 3, we will understand the background of the story.
这边是摩押王呢，哈，他背叛以色列。
The Moabite king had betrayed the Israelite king.
啊，所以以色列王呢，啊，就找了犹大王还有以东王三国联军，想要来攻打摩押。
Therefore, the king of Israel had gone to the king of Judah and the king of Edom to form an alliance that they might battle the other king.
啊，所以他们就想说，哇，要从哪里进攻啊，比较能够出奇制胜。
They thought to themselves, how should we engage in battle that we may gain victory?
哦，所以他们就想着啊，可以从摩押的南边啊进攻。
They decided that they would enter through the south side of Moab.
哦，因为这个地方是摩押人啊，他们没有想到说他们会以色列人会从这里进攻的一条路线。
They thought this would be a good point of entry because the Moabites would not suspect that the Israelites would enter from here.
所以三国联军啊，就在旷野走了七天的路。
The alliance of the three kings walked through the wilderness for 3 days.
哦，没有想到啊，还没有到达摩押的地方呢，啊，就已经没有水喝了。
But it was unthinkable to them that before they arrived in the land of Moab, they had run out of water.
又找不到水源。
And they also could not find a fountain and sources of water.
哦，所以一下子就陷入了绝境。
So they entered into a crisis.
还没有打仗，哦，就已经失去了战力了。
Even before entering into battle, they had lost their power.
哦，所以还没有打仗，哦，他们的人跟牲畜，哦，就已经没有力量了。
Before even fighting their war, they already had no strength.
啊，所以这时候呢，好呀，犹大王约沙法呢，他知道怎么样来找先知。
Then, King Jehoshaphat knew to go and seek out the prophet of God.
啊，先知就转述了神的话。
The prophet in turn delivered the message of God.
啊，要他们在这个谷中满处来挖沟。
That in this valley they should dig wells.
啊。 虽然不见风不见雨，但是神应许他们这个谷要满的水啊。
Even though they would not see rain or wind, this valley would be filled with water.
啊，神也必将摩押人交在他们的手中啊。
God will also deliver the Moabites into their hands.
啊，所以早上我们就从这个得水跟得胜啊这两个方面我们来学习。
This morning we will learn from this topic of receiving water and gaining victory.
得水就好像我们在突破我们当时的困境。
Receiving water, it is like we are breaking through our original issue or problem.
我们能够胜过目前的挑战。
It is to overcome our present challenge.
我们能够解决我们当前的问题。
It is to resolve the problem at hand.
但是得水不是一个终极的目标。
But receiving water is not the ultimate goal.
啊，只是过程当中的一个环节。
It is only one stage in the process.
但是没有得水，就不可能达到终极的目标，能够得胜。
But if we do not receive water, then we certainly cannot achieve that ultimate goal of gaining victory.
哦，我们人生在各个不同的阶段，难免会有缺水的时候。
In different stages of our lives,We will face times when we will be lacking water.
啊，当遇到这种急难，当遇到这种困难的时候，我们的态度是什么呢？
What is our attitude when we encounter these trials?
我们的态度会能够决定啊，我们面对啊这种困难的时候啊，我们的处境又是怎么样？
Our attitude will determine what type of solution we will apply to our difficulty.
啊，尤其是当我们周围啊有不信的人啊，跟信心软弱的人在我们周围的时候。
This is especially the case when we are surrounded by people who are weak in their faith or who are not yet believers.
啊，比如说就像这个约沙法王啊，他旁边有不信的人啊，就是这个以东王。
For example, King Jehoshaphat was near someone who did not believe, which was the king of Edom.
哦，这个约沙法王他旁边有信心软弱的人，就是这个以色列王。
King Jehoshaphat also had someone who was weak in faith, which is the king of Israel.
哦，他们三个人同行，所以约沙法王他的态度就很重要、很关键呐。
Because these three kings were working together, it was crucial.To rely on King Jehoshaphat's attitude.
哦，那我们看一看约沙法王，他对于缺水的时候，这个面对困难的时候，他的态度是怎么样
？Let us examine what attitude King Jehoshaphat had when he encountered difficulties.
他第一个态度啊，就是来求问神呐、啊。
His first attitude or action was to inquire of the Lord.
我们看列王记下第三章的第九节。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 9.
第九节我们念到十一节。
Verses 9 through 11. Verse 9, So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on that roundabout route 7 days. And there was no water for the army, nor for the animals that followed them. 10. And the king of Israel said, Alas, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. 11. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of the Lord by him? So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah.
当碰到缺水这种困境的时候，一个信主的人啊，就是约沙法王，第一个想法就是要去求问神啊。
When a believer, in this case, King Jehoshaphat, encounters a problem,The first attitude or action is to inquire of the Lord.
这是一个心中有神的人第一个反应。
This is the first reaction of someone who believes in God.
我们要养成这种习惯。
We need to nurture this habit.
我们有遇到事情，不管是大事小事，马上来求问神。
When we face things in our lives, whether they are big or small matters, immediately we should inquire of the Lord.
我们马上在神的面前。我们跟神祷告。
Immediately, we should come before the presence of God to pray to Him.
我们不要像这个以色列王一样啊。
We should not be like the king of Israel.
以色列王这四天要去攻打摩押王，他没有跟神询问。
When the king of Israel decided to go fight against the king of Moab, he did not inquire of the Lord.
但是碰到问题的时候，这个是第十节，他就马上就来怪给神了。
But when he faced his first problem, immediately the king of Israel blamed God.
马上跟神埋怨。
Immediately he grumbled against God.
哦，所以这是一种哦正面跟反面的两个哦这个教训摆在我们的面前了。
These are both the positive and negative teachings regarding this matter.
所以我们要学习约沙法王哦，碰到事情马上来求问神。
Well, who we should learn from is King Jehoshaphat that as soon as we encounter a problem, then we inquire of the Lord.
约沙法王他有还有另外一个例子啊，我们来看一下历代志下二十章。
King Jehoshaphat had a second example in 2 Kings chapter 20.
历代志下的二十章第三节。
2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3.And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
这边历代志下二十章是这个外邦人的联军要来攻打耶路撒冷。
In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3, the background was that a collective of foreign kings wanted to come and attack Jehoshaphat.
其中一个外邦族呢，就是摩押人啊。
One of these foreign tribes was that of the Moabites.
哦，约沙王听到这个消息的时候，他惧怕。
When Jehoshaphat heard the news, he was fearful.
有人跟他报信说，这个联军哦已经逼近耶路撒冷了。
Somebody told him that the army was about to arrive in Jerusalem.
约沙王听到这个消息，虽然他是一个王，但是他心里惧怕了。
When Jehoshaphat heard this news, even though he was a king, he was still fearful.
他惧怕，他没有马上去找人啊，他惧怕，他是寻求神。
He was afraid not that he didn't go and find help from people, but that he didn't quickly inquire of the Lord.
他宣布在犹大整个地方要来禁食，跟神祷告。
He then proclaimed a fast and prayer throughout all of Judah.
我们若是把历代志下二十章把它看到结束，我们就会知道神后来帮助他们了。
And in the conclusion of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we find that God went and helped him.
让犹大国打了一个胜仗。
God helped the kingdom of Judah be victorious.
还是因为约沙瓦王他定义来寻求神啊。
The reason for this victory is because Jehoshaphat determined that he would inquire and rely on God.
所以我们缺水的时候，我们第一个要做的，我们就是要来寻求神。
Therefore, when we are lacking water, our first action must be to inquire of the Lord.
这是我们每一个人要把这种习惯把它养成，当成一种立即的反应。
This is a habit that each of us must form so that it can become an organic reaction.
我们来再看回来历代志下第三章啊，列王记下第三章。
Let's return to the passage in 2 Kings chapter 3.
看第十二节
，verse 12，
这是一个我们缺水的时候要有的第二个态度。
This is the second attitude that we should have when we are lacking water. Verse 12, and Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him.
这边是提到说，约沙法王啊，带着以色列王还有以东王去下去见先知啊。
Jehoshaphat led the king of Israel and the king of Edom down to meet the prophet.
啊，虽然一个是不信主的人，啊，一个是信主但是信心软弱的人，但是约沙法王带他们一起下去见先知。
Even though one was an unbeliever and a non-believer, and one was a believer with weakened faith, King Jehoshaphat took them down to meet the prophet.
下去表示一种谦卑的表现啊。
To go down is a display of humility.
谦卑是我们要得主恩典的先决的条件。
Humility is a prerequisite to receive grace from God.
三个王他们可以叫人家说吩咐叫以利沙先知来见他们。
Because they were all kings, all three of them, they could have commanded the prophet Elisha to come and meet with them.
但是约沙法王是带领他们去下去见先知。
But instead, King Jehoshaphat took these kings down to meet the prophet.
有时候我们在同一个处境当中，我们要带我们的朋友，我们要带我们信心软弱的弟兄姊妹来见神，处境一样，所以比较容易带啊。
Sometimes when we face difficulties and the same problem that our friends or our believers who are weak are facing, it's easier to lead them.
所以有时候我们在这种缺水的时候，我们也是可以来做神的工啊。
Even when we are lacking water ourselves, we are still able to do the work of God.
我们碰到困难的时候，我们也是可以来把神，把我们的主介绍旁边跟我们一起同受苦难的这些人啊。
Even when we encounter difficulty, we can introduce our God to the people who are also suffering along with us.
啊，带领他们一起的把心房换下来，一起谦卑的去见先知。
We can lead them to bring our heart in humility to meet the prophet.
啊，所以我们要得到主的恩典啊，有谦卑的态度是非常重要的。
It is crucial that we have a humble attitude to receive the grace of God.
啊，就像这个乃曼一样啊，这个乃曼哈。
Oh, just like in the case of Naaman.
好，我们看列王记下第五章。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下五章第十四节。
Second Kings chapter 5 verse 14. So he went down and dipped seven times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was destroyed like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
啊，乃曼是一个大元帅。
Naaman was a great general.
但是他有麻风病。
He was a commander that had
leprosy.
A leprosy.
啊。他到以色列国那个地方，想要让先知来医治他。
He went to the kingdom of Israel so that he might be healed by the prophet.
哦，他心里面也有一个期待。
He had this hope in his heart.
哦，他有一个先知要来医治他的一种规格。
There was a procedure he should follow based on meeting this prophet.
啊，他以为他认为先知一定会来出来见他。然后在他的面前来跟神祷告。
He thought that the process would be the prophet would come out to meet him, the great commander, and that the prophet would pray on his behalf in front of him.
但是先知没有出来见他。
But the prophet did not come out to meet the commander.
先知只是打发他底下的一个仆人去跟乃曼讲说，你去约旦河沐浴七次，你的麻风病就好了。
Instead, the commander was told by a servant of the prophet to go and dip himself seven times in the river Jordan, and then he'll be healed.
听到这样一种回应啊，他发怒了。
When Naaman heard this response, he was enraged.
他想要离开了。
He wanted to depart.
但是他的仆人劝他。
But then his servant spoke to him.
若是先知吩咐你做一件很难的事情，你不是会照着做吗？
If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it?
何况他只是叫你到约旦河去沐浴而已呢。
How much more when he is only asking you to go dip yourself in the river Jordan?
哦，用了一颗谦卑软的话的心，乃曼就照着办了。
Then with a humble heart, Naaman went and acted accordingly.
到约旦河沐浴七次。
He went and dipped himself seven times in the river Jordan.
圣经说他的肉，那麻风病就复原的，他的肉就好像小孩子的肉一样啊。
The Bible tells us here that his flesh was healed, and it was like the flesh of a little child.
所以要得到神的恩典，得到神的帮助啊，我们要有谦卑的心啊。
Therefore, to receive the grace and the help of God, we must have humility.
啊，雅各书第四章那边说哈，神阻挡骄傲的人。
In James 4, the Bible tells us that God opposes the proud.
我们看雅各书第四章。
Let's refer to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章第六节。
James 4 verse 6.
这句话很短，我们要把它经常记在我们的心里面。
This is a short verse that we can memorize in our hearts. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神会赐我们很多的恩典。
God will give us much grace.
但神要赐恩典，条件很简单啊。
But God has a very simple requirement to grant grace.
叫我们成为一个谦卑的人啊。
And that is that we might humble ourselves.
哦，我们若是一个骄傲的人，神会阻挡我们。
If we are proud, then God will block us.
哦，不会把那个恩典赐给我们的。
He will resist giving us his blessings.
但是我们是一个谦卑的人，神丰富的恩典就会经常在我们的周围。
But if we are humble, then God's blessings will be poured abundantly around us.
所以神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
今天我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们第一位弟兄姊妹，我们安息日来聚会，听道理，就是我们学习要怎么样成为一个谦卑的人。
Today, when the brothers and sisters come to the church to learn from the word, it is to learn how to be humble.
我们在世上六天的日子，这个社会、学校、在公司，在教导我们，就是要怎么样让自己成为一个强者，不要成为一个弱者。
During our weekdays, our society, our work, our school teaches us how to be strong and not to be weak.
但是我们要回到神的面前，在神面前我们学习谦卑。
But we must come back into the presence of God and be humble before Him.
在主面前，我们要成为一个谦卑的人，在主里要谦卑。
Before the presence of God and within God, we ought to be humble.
所以约沙法王他下去见先知，他是一个谦卑的人。
For this reason of humility, King Jehoshaphat went down to meet the prophet.
第三个约沙法王他的态度是，我们看回来列王记下第三章。
Let's return to 2 Kings chapter 3 for the third attitude of King Jehoshaphat.
13节跟14节。
Verses 13 and 14. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, "What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother." But the king of Israel said to him, "No, for the Lord has called his three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab." 14. And Elisha said, "As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you, nor see you."
以利沙看到以色列王，他就很生气啊。
When Elisha saw the king of Israel, he was furious.
你的事情跟我有什么关系？
What do your things have to do with me?
你去找你父亲跟你母亲的先知吧。
Go and find the prophets of your father and mother.
以色列王看到跟他讲说，你不要这样说啊。
But the king of Israel said, don't say this.
他说，神召聚我们三个王，乃是要交在摩押人的手里。
The Lord called the three of us, these three kings, so that Moab may be given, turned over to us.
以色列王在这个时候还是在埋怨神啊。
Even in this phrase, we can tell that the king of Israel was grumbling against God.
他的心还是硬着。
His heart was still hardened.
十四节，以利沙就这样说。
Then in verse 14, Elisha said,
我若是不看在约沙法王的情面，我就不理你，也不顾你。
If it wasn't because I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, I would not look at you or even see you.
所以约沙法王他平日在神在先知的面前有情面的。
Therefore, King Jehoshaphat is regarded before the prophet and before God.
在走投无路的时候，我们很多人也是大部分人都会去找神。
When we have reached a dead end or the end of the road, most of us will go and seek out God.
那是什么样的人的呼求，神会马上会回应呢？
But what type of people's prayers does God answer immediately?
就像这边先知所讲的，就是在主面前有情面的人。
It is the prayers of those who are regarded by God.
中文讲情面，你讲换听英文比较清楚，就是神所看重的人。
To be regarded is to be seen by God.
什么样的人神会看重？
What type of people will be regarded by God?
这是我们要去把它探讨出来的，因为神看重我们的话，就是我们在神面前有情面，我们的事情神马上会帮我们解决。
We need to investigate what it takes to be regarded by God, because if we pray to God as someone who is regarded, then God will resolve these things for us.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上第二章的三十节。
1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father will walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
这是神界的先知跟以利所讲的一句话。
This is what the prophet said to Eli.
尊重我的，我必尊重他。
Those who honor me, I will honor.
藐视我的、啊、他必被藐视了。
Those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
哦，所以我们要在神面前有情面，要在神面前被神所看重。首先，我们要尊重神。
The first thing we must do to be regarded is to honor God.
哦，我们要得水，我们要尊重神的态度，我们才能够得到水啊。
It is only by honoring God that we can receive water.
哦，什么是尊重神？
What is it to honor God?
就是把神的事情放在优先的地位。
That is to prioritize God's matters as the top priority.
以利把他儿子的事情重于神啊。
Eli had placed his children above God.
以利他尊重人过于尊重神。
Eli honored men over God.
啊，所以神说你是在藐视我。
Therefore, God said, "You have despised me."
哦，所以以神的事情优先的人，神会尊重他。
Those who place God first will be honored and regarded by God.
哦，所以不但神会回应他的呼求，连他周围的人也一并，神会来照顾他。
God will not only answer the supplications and prayers of this type of honored and regarded person, but also the prayers of those around him.
一个尊重神的人、啊、虽然他家里有一些信心软弱的人，但是因为神尊重他，连他的家人，神也会来赐福气给他们的。
In the case of those who honor God and prioritize God,God will give blessings not only to this person, but also to the family members who may be weaker in faith.
所以我们要得水啊，我们要尊重神啊。
Therefore, to receive water, we must first honor God.
把神的事情放在优先的顺位。
We must make God's matters a very high priority matter.
若是我们尊重人过于尊重神，就是在藐视神啊。
If we honor men over God, then we are in effect despising God.
约沙法王他尊重神，他把神的事情放在第一位啊。
King Jehoshaphat honored God and he prioritized God.
所以他要求神要得水，神让他得到水。
Therefore, when he asked God for water, he received water from God.
啊，第四个我们要得水，我们的态度是，我们看列王记下第三章。
Let's return to 2 Kings chapter 3 for the fourth attitude to receive water from God.
列王记下三章的十六节十七节。
2 Kings chapter 3 verses 16 and 17.
我们看对十六节哈，十六节十七节。
16 and 17, and he said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink."
神借着先知吩咐他们在这谷中要满处挖沟。
God commanded them through the prophet that they should dig a bunch of ditches.
挖沟是一件非常费力的事情啊。
To dig ditches is an action that requires a lot of energy.
特别是在这种沙漠干旱之地，这个土地啊非常坚硬啊。
Especially when you need to dig a ditch in the very hard ground of the desert.
哦，你要挖沟是一种非常费体力的事情。
To dig a ditch in the desert requires a lot of strength.
会流很多汗。
You will sweat a lot.
会口渴。
You'll be thirsty.
需要喝很多的水。
You'll need to drink a lot of water.
但是他们没有水喝。
But they had no water to drink.
但是还是要继续挖。
And yet they were told to dig these ditches.
因为这是神的命令。
Because this is the commandment of God.
也是神的应许。
This is also the promise of God.
哦，所以他们顺从神的话去做了。
They submitted and obeyed the word of God.
哦，所以我们要得水，很重要的，我们要顺服神的话。
To receive water, we must obey the word of God.
不但是要挖，要深深的挖。
Not only should we dig a ditch, we need to dig a deep ditch.
要到处的挖。
We need to dig ditches everywhere.
哦，挖沟对我们来讲代表什么呢？
What do digging ditches represent for us?
挖沟今天是我们每一个人自我的省察。
To dig ditches, it represents self-examination.
我们看哈嘎书第一章。
Let's look at the book of Haggai, chapter 1.
哈嘎书第一章的第五节。
Haggai chapter 1, verse 5.
哈嘎书是在旧约圣经撒加利亚书的前面。哈嘎书第一章第五节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 5. Now therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
一连两次啊，神界的先知跟以色列百姓这样说啊。
The prophet of God said this statement twice.
你们要省察自己的行为啊。
Consider your ways.
省察就是在挖自己的内心啊。
To consider is to dig our conscience.
啊，审查的越仔细，我们挖的越深。
The more detailed we are in our examination, the deeper we are digging within ourselves.
挖的越深，我们越能够挖倒空自己。
The deeper we can dig within ourselves, the better we are able to empty ourselves.
倒空自己越多，我们领受的就越多。
The more we can empty ourselves, the more we can receive.
我们要顺服神的话，我们要自己的审查自己啊。
We obey the word of God and we examine ourselves.
哦，有这种态度啊，顺服神的命令的态度，我们才能够得到水。
It is by having an attitude of submitting to God that we can receive water.
哦，所以约沙法王他得水有四样的态度。
Therefore, King Jehoshaphat had four attitudes to receive water.
第一个，他有求告的心。
First, he had this heart to seek out and inquire of the Lord.
第二个，他有谦卑的态度去下去看先知。
Second, he had a humble approach to meet the prophet.
第三个，他有尊重神的表现。
Third, he honored and prioritized God.
第四个，他有顺从的心。
Fourth, he had a heart of obedience and submission.
当这些领受恩典的动作态度准备好的时候，
When these attitudes and actions to receive blessing are prepared,
他们就可以随时在等候神的恩典的临到了。
Then we can await God's blessings to arrive at any time.
那神的恩典什么时候临到呢？
When will God's blessings arrive?
我们看回来列王记下第三章。
Let's return to 2 Kings chapter 3.
列王记下第三章二十节。
2 Kings chapter 3 verse 20. Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered that suddenly water came by way of Edom and the land was filled with water.
啊，水什么时候来呢？
When did the water come?
在次日早晨在献祭的时候有水从以东来了，遍地就满了水。
In the morning when the grain offering was offered, the water came from Edom and filled the valley.
他们前一天是挖沟挖得非常的累。
The previous day they had been digging ditches and they were exhausted from the exertion.
但是隔一天早上他们还是一早起来就来献祭。
And yet the next day as soon as they awoke, they were giving this grain offering.
啊，没有因为说挖沟太累了啊，就睡晚一点休息一下嘛。
They did not use the excuse of having worked so hard the previous day to rest and sit in the next day.
他们还是继续的坚持，虽然很累，一早起来跟神祷告，跟神献祭。
Even though they were very tired, they were determined and they got up and they prayed to and gave offerings to God.
所以我们要得水啊，我们要继续很不断的来跟神祷告。
To receive water, we must continually pray to God.
啊，神的福气很快就会来的，我们要继续坚持下去。
God's blessings will come quickly, but we must maintain the course.
我们要凭着信心求，一点不怀疑。
We must have a faithful prayer without even a shred of doubt.
疑惑的人没有办法从神那边得到什么。
Because the one who doubts cannot receive anything from God.
我们要学习这个当时候这些啊，这个啊以色列人一样啊。在隔天早上他们还是跟神献祭祷告，祷告的时候水就来了。
We should learn from these Israelites that even the day after such a great labor they were praying to God and giving offering when the blessings arrived.
所以以色列他们得到水了。
Therefore the Israelites received water.
他们有了水之后他们困境就解决了。
Once they received water their crisis was averted.
他们可以重新整装再继续前进。
They could prepare themselves again and continue forward.
但是神的能力不只是这样子而已啊。
However, God's power is not limited to this one event.
神要给他们一个更大的事情啊。
God wanted to give them a greater reward.
好，我们再看一次《列王记下》第三章十八节。
Let's refer to 2 Kings chapter 3 verse 18.
但更大的事情是什么呢？
What was the greater reward?
这边十八节，我们刚所读过的，给水在神的眼中算是小事，神也必将摩押人交在你们手中啊。
Receiving water is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand.
所以神要给他们得胜啊。
Therefore, God wanted to give them victory.
能够战胜摩押人。
To have victory over the Moabites.
这是他们当初要发动这个战争的一个目标。
This was their original goal for battle.
有水喝啊，这是解决生存的问题啊。
Receiving water only resolves the daily need.
他们原本要攻打摩押人这个计划啊，还是没有达到。
They still had not achieved the plan and goal of fighting the Moabites.
但是神进一步的跟他们应许，他们要给神要给他们得胜啊。
God gave them this additional promise that He would grant them victory.
神怎么样让他们得胜呢？
How did God let them receive victory?
我们看列王记下三章二十二节、二十三节。
Look at 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 22 and 23.Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. 23. And they said, This is blood. The kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now therefore, Moab to the spoil.
神让摩押人产生一种错误的判断。
God allowed the Moabites to have a wrong understanding.
这个阳光照在这个水面上，摩押人以为这是他们三国联军互相击杀这个血的颜色。
When the sunshine shone on the water, the Moabites thought that it was the blood of some type of civil war among the three kings.
因为他摩押人知道对面都是旷野，不可能有水啊。
Because they thought this area is a desert, there can't be water.
怎么会有这种血色的这个反射呢？
And why is there this reddish reflection of water?
一定是他们互相击杀，这个血流片河啊。
It must be that the three kings and their armies killed each other, and this is the blood that was shed.
所以他们在没有磨练、在没有计划的情况之下，大家急忙去想要去拿这些战利品啊。
Therefore, without any plans, they were moved to quickly go and get their spoils.
结果是自投罗网，他们三国联军已经准备了，在那边等待他们自投罗网。
But they actually fell into a trap of the three kings.
所以圣经上告诉我们，不是依靠势力，也不是依靠才能。
The Bible tells us that it is not by strength or by our material possessions.
乃是要依靠神的能力，我们才能够成事。
It is only by the power and the spirit of God that we can be successful.
所以神不但让我们要得水，神也会应许我们要得胜。
God not only promises that we will receive water, but that we will also gain victory.
在生活当中，我们难免会碰到一些缺水的情况。
In our day to day, we are bound to encounter times where we lack water.
我们会跟神来求水。
We will ask God for water.
神赐水给我们。
God will grant us this water.
但是在神对我们的计划当中，得水这算是一件小事。
But in the plans that God has for us, giving us water is the smallest and simplest of things.
如果说我们生活信仰只停留在得水，缺水得水，然后再缺水再得水这种循环当中的话。
However, if our faith is only limited to the cycle of asking for water and receiving water,
我们就好像四世时代的以色列人一样啊。
Then we are like the Israelites in the time of Judges.
在四世时代450年，以色列百姓他们一直不断的在重复一个现象。
During the period of the Judges, for 450 years, the Israelites continued the cycle over and over.
他们困难，他们就跟神求。
They faced a difficulty and they would inquire of God.
当神解决他们困难的时候，他们又离开神了。
When God fixed their problem, then they would depart from God.
离开神，神让他们碰到困难。
When they would depart from God, they would encounter another challenge.
然后他们又跟神求神来解决他们的困难。
Then the Israelites would ask for God to help them with this issue.
450年当中不断的在这种循环啊。
Therefore, for 450 years, the Israelites kept on going through the cycle over and over.
今天我们的信仰是不是跟以色列百姓一样，只是在这种缺水跟神求水， 得到水之后，我们又去做一些神所不喜欢的事情。
We should ask ourselves if we are not following the same bad negative cycle today, where we ask for water, receive water, and then keep on going back again and again through the cycle.
哦，信仰不单只是在求水而已啊。
Our faith should not be limited to only asking for water.
哦，神每一件小事给我们成全我们哈，乃是要我们成全能够做更大的事。
God grants us these small matters so that we are equipped to accomplish the greater matters.
我们看约翰福音第十四章。
Let us refer to the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John, chapter 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
跟十三节。
And 13.
这边是主耶稣要我们做一件更大的事啊。
This is what the Lord Jesus wants us to do, the greater matter.
我们要跟神求这个大的事。
This is what we should be asking of God.
哦，生活不是只有缺水、得水这种小事情。
Our life should not just be composed of lacking water and asking for water.
我们看读，我们读十二节、十三节。
John chapter 14, verses 12 and 13. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also.And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
啊，这边主耶稣应许我们啊。
Here the Lord Jesus gives us this promise.
信我的人啊，要做比我的更大的事啊。
Those who believe in me will do greater works than those I did.
啊，主耶稣做什么事情啊？
What were the things that Jesus Christ did?
主耶稣在世上他所做的一个总结，就是让神、让天父得荣耀。
The summary of what the Lord Jesus did on earth was to glorify God.
今天神要我们做的大事也是一样啊。
Today, the great matters that God wants us to accomplish is the same.
我们每一个人要让神在我们身上得到荣耀。
Each of us should seek for God to be glorified in us.
就像主耶稣在这边十三节所讲的。
As what the Lord Jesus said in verse 13.
我们不论我们要奉主的名啊，不论求什么，主耶稣都会成就。
Then whatever you ask in the Lord's name, God will grant it to you.
叫父因儿子得荣耀啊。
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
我们今天奉主的名，我们神会让我们成就，也让神在我们身上得荣耀。
When we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, then God will grant it, and then God Himself will be glorified.
我们信仰的成长，
our spiritual growth,
我们生命能够更新变化，
the renewal of our lives and change and transformation,
我们的灵命能够得胜，
that we can gain victory in our spirituality.
这个都是大事啊。
All of these are great matters.
这个才是在神面前的大事啊。
These are what I consider great matters.
神要看的不是说我们的困难解决而已。
God doesn't just want to see that our problems were solved.
神要看的不是说我们缺水，我们得到水喝而已啊。
He doesn't want us to just limit ourselves to needing water and getting water.
神要看到我们每位弟兄姊妹灵性进步、信仰成长。
What God wants to see is that we all progress in our faith and that we grow in our faith.
我们在世上能够过得得胜的生活。
What God wants us to do is to lead a victorious life in this world.
能够让神得到荣耀。
What God wants is that His name be glorified.
这是神要看的。
This is what God wants to see.
所以得水跟得胜。
Therefore, to receive water is to gain victory.
得水那真的很重要。
Receiving water is important.
但是得水只是过程的一环而已啊。
But receiving water is just a small and simple phase of the whole process.
我们每一个人都要进到得胜的阶段，让神得荣耀。
But we should continue forward until we gain victory and God is glorified.
这也是神在我们每一个人身上愿意看到的。
This is what God desires for each of us.
大家唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn together.
176首。
Hymn 176。
我们等一下祷告结束唱这个副歌。
During the conclusion of our prayer, let us please sing the last verses.
副歌
The chorus.
生恩主从爱中时刻伸手在乎着我依靠主常常有生命心徒明白和我一如同一步家在家我依靠主常常有生命时时祈祷都相信我主旨意就认命
Please be seated.
约沙法王啊，他面对缺水的时候啊，他有正面的态度。
When King Jehoshaphat faced a lack of water, he had a positive attitude.
啊，这个态度我们今天每个弟兄怎么样学习的
？And this is the perspective that we all should learn today.
哦，碰到缺水的时候，马上。第一个反应就是要来求告神了。
The first thing we should do when we lack water is to seek and inquire of the Lord.
我们要谦卑的态度啊。
Should have a humble attitude.
我们要尊重神的表现。
We should honor and prioritize God.
要顺从的心呐。
Should obey and submit to God.
有这样的态度，虽然缺水了，水马上就会来到。
If we have these attitudes, even when we are lacking in water, we will surely receive God's blessings.
只要我们不灰心的祈求。
So long as we call out to God without being disappointed.
在祷告的时候，你的福气，你的水就临到了。
It is in our time of prayer that we will receive this water, the blessings.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
我们要去把握。
We must hold on to it.
今天况且我们每一位弟兄姊妹都有从耶稣那边所应许的保惠师在我们的身上。
We have the promised counselor in us.
所以靠着神的圣灵的带领，不但我们可以得水，我们每一个人都可以过得得胜的生活。
Through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not only will we receive water, but we can lead lives of victory.
在灵命上面，你会发现自己是得胜的。
In our faith, we will discover that we are victorious.
当你得胜的时候，超过一切的。
When we are victorious, we overcome everything.
神的丰富，神的一切是加在你的身上。
God's blessings will abundantly pour upon us.
所以我们要靠着神圣的带领，不断的求神让我们可以在我们的身上来荣耀他。
We must rely on God's Spirit so that in our lives, God may be glorified.
有这样的祷告的态度跟方向，神会很喜悦。
God will be pleased if we have this attitude in prayer and if we have this goal in prayer.
祷告的时候我们求神，神啊，求你让我在我的身上可以来荣耀你。
When we pray, let us ask God that we may glorify Him in ourselves.
神会很喜悦。
This will be pleasing to God.
神会加添我们力量。
God will give us strength.
让我们有得胜的灵命了。
He will give us victorious lives.
那我们祷告的时候，我们为了教会的各样的圣工的发展来祷告。
In our prayers, let us remember all of the holy work of our church.
也为了我们在身体病痛、灵性软弱的弟兄姊妹，还有我们所认识的弟兄这个慕道的朋友来祷告。
Let us also pray for all of those who are suffering in the flesh and in the spirit.
有一些弟兄姊妹或是朋友甚至在困难当中。我们也为他们做上爱心的祷告。
There are some friends and members who are going through difficult times. Let us keep them in our prayers with love.
我们教会有宣布说我们会有祷告十分钟。
We will now have a 10-minute prayer.
那我们就一起祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
Okay.